That not only you sell yourself to a guy, you'll even sell yourself to a galach. That you'll have to work for the Avodah Zorah himself. Like Rashi says, Lachtav Eitzim, your job will be to chop the wood. You're not sold to be the Avodah Zorah, you're not going to be the Avodah Zorah itself. It just means that you'll even end up selling yourself to somebody that's going to make you work to work for the Avodah Zorah himself. So the kitzah, you see how bad it is, this chet of being over the Yisra Shemitah, of not being Nizven Peres Shemiyas. So therefore, I would think to say that since it's such a big chet, therefore I would have thought to say, another one like this. Now it's coming out now, he started off doing the chet of Shemitah. Now because of that, he came out to sell himself in Eved Ivri. So it comes out, why does a person sell himself in Eved Ivri? It's because he first did a chet of Shemitah. So if I would have thought to say is we should give him a knas now, the Evidivri. Make it harder for him. He should not be able to go out so easy. Because that you became an Evidivri was because you first did something wrong. So maybe the svara is we should still be machmir upon him to say that when he wants to redeem himself, we should go for the benefit of the master and not for himself. Like if he was sold for $100 and now he's worth $200, maybe he has to buy himself free according to the $200 value. How do we know, like we said before, we always go lakula for the Eved Ivri? So Marin says, Amalei Hosama Hadre Kroa. The apostle puts him back into Kol Yisrael, and Rashi says, the Kol Yisrael Rachim Alov. Even though, true, you first sold yourself for an Eved Ivri, because you did the Chet of Shemitah. But once you sold yourself, now the Torah tells the whole Klai Yisrael to have Rachmanis on you. The Torah is very Yishmael. Yishmael says like this, Hoya v'holach zeh. About this person, now the Jew sold himself to work for the galach. So I would have thought to say, maybe like let's forget about this Jew now, as if to say a mushal throw this stone over the one that just fell down. In other words, if this person was so bad that he sold himself to a guy to work for the avodah zarah, maybe we should forget about him, not have rachmanis on him. Talmud Leim, this apostle says, no. Achare Nimkar Gula Tiyaloi. That after he sold himself, you should know Gula Tiyaloi. Echad Meyachav Yigalenu. That the Torah still gave a mitzvah that the Kravim should go and redeem him. So therefore, we see a svara, the Torah still has Rachmanis on him. That's the svara to say that when the Eved now goes to buy himself free, it's Lakul of him. It's easier that he buys himself according to the less value. The Gemara says, "V'yema gula tiyaloi." True, maybe true. The Torah just wants somebody to redeem him. That he shouldn't become like a guy. Like here, he's a Jew. He's mechuyev in tanyag mitzvahs. When he's sold to the guy, he still has the chiyuv to do mitzvahs. But it's very hard to do mitzvahs there. Like you're over a guy, he doesn't watch Shabbos there. So we're afraid maybe you'll forget. You'll be tamei, means you'll be sunk into the guyin. You'll start to act like a guy. So that's what the Torah wants, to crave him to go and redeem you. But maybe hold in your pigeon, but when you actually want to go and be afraid to yourself, maybe nachmulei, maybe still the svaras which should be machm upon you to make you pay more money. Like we just said before, because he did the chet of Shemitah, that's why he came to sell yourself for an Eved Ivri. So how do we again know that when the Eved Ivri wants to buy himself free after working for 2 years, how do we know that we always go lakula? And say, even if he got worth more, we only let him pay how much he was sold for. Or if he got worth less, he has to only pay the way he's worth now. How do we know that? Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Trey Kroik Stevie. It says Tupsukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, in this parsha here, when it comes to be goyel, when it comes to redeem this Eved that was sold to a goy, it says, Emoid Rabbis Pashonim. If there are a lot of years to go, well, Ksiv, then the pasuk says, V'imiyat Nisha Vashonim. If there's only a few years to go. So Gemara asks, V'chiyei shonim rubois, V'yei shonim uatois. Is there such a thing as a lot of years and a small years? Like, it's a year, period. What do you mean a big year and a small year? Ella, what the Gemara means to say, the Pasuk means to say, Nisraba kaspoi, if the Eved became worth more now, he became stronger, healthier, or the market value went up right now, mikesa mikanasai. Then the locker is, He can redeem himself according to the value that he was sold for. We go to Kula. But what about Nismayat means Nismayat Kaspoi? Let's say though the Eved now became worth less, became weaker, the value of an Eved became worth less, then the Lacharis Kefishonov, that we go after the years that he worked. So Kitzur, from this pasuk, Emoid Rabbis Bishonim, the Yemiyat Nisha Bishonim teaches us this halacha, that if he got worth more, then we go after Mimkar, the way he was sold for. That if he got worth less, then we go after the way he's worth right now. For the Gemara V'yema, maybe no, who said that's from the pasuk here? V'yema, let's say Hachikom, this is what the pasuk needs to say. Heichad di avitrei uposhlei dalit, like Pashup Shan the pasuk. The Yevit first sells himself for 6 years. So what's going to be if he worked for 2 years, and he has 4 more years to go? So Neisav loy mi dalit mi kesem ignosoi. He has to, if he wants to redeem himself now, he has to pay the value of 4 years of work to free himself. What about though, and he pays from Mikesa Miknosoi, according to how much money he was sold for. What about Ovad Dalit? Let's say he worked already 4 years, so now Poshul Etarti, it's only a small amount of years left over. He only has 2 years left over. Nesav Trey Kefishonov. Maybe that's Pshan the Posik. So how do you know to say you have Pshan the Posik now, there's a difference whether he went up in value or he went down in value? Who told you that? Maybe the Posik just means Kepshutoi, like Rashi Ding says in Chumash. That according to how many years are left to work, that's how much money you have to pay to free yourself. So Mar says, if that would be the pshat, im came, if so, nichtav kro, the pasuk should have said, im oid rabbi tishonim. Like depending upon how many more years you have to work, or else imat nisha shonim. The word should have been shonim, and not the beis bishonim. My bishonim, what is the beis doing there, bishonim? So it means to teach you something. Not only that depending upon how many more years you have to work, that if you want to buy yourself free, you have to pay according to how many more years you have left. That's not the only thing the Torah means. Because otherwise it shouldn't have said the beis, bishonim. It just should have said shonim. My bishonim, what's the beis? It means to teach us this halacha, that nisrabo kaspoi bishonim, mikesem miknosai. That if the Yevon now went up in value, he's worth much more right now, and now he wants to buy himself free, we don't look according to his present value, but rather according to his value, well, how he was sold. What about Nismayat Kaspa Vishonim? He gets worth less right now, he got devaluated, he got weaker. It's Kafishonim. You only go according to how many more years he has left. So Kitzel, from the Pesukim, the extra word of the base, Vishonim, that's the Mashmoyah teacher of this Kiddush. That for an Eved Ivri, we go Lakula for the Eved. That his redemption is always for the easier of the two ways. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, Dashinu Rav Nachman, Lahani Kroi Kisinai, like he was masking for this drasha. He dashed in the psukim very good, very strong, very nicely. Now the Gemara says like this: Boi minei Rafuna Bachinano Rav Sheshes. Rafuna Bachinano asked a question from Rav Sheshes. Eved Ivri Hanimka Liyovik Echovim, a Jew, an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. What is the halacha? Nigal lechatzoyim oye nigal lechatzoyim. True, there's a halacha that this Eved, if he has his own money or he gets money, he could buy himself free. So Pashut the Pshat is, you have to buy yourself completely. Like we said, if you have 4 more years to go, and each year is worth $100, so you have to pay the $400 to free yourself now. The question is, let's say you only have $200. Could you pay $200 and free yourself to buy 2 years worth, even though you still have to work another 2 years? Could you redeem yourself l'chatzoyim or not? That's the question. Gemara says, "Gulosoi, gulosoi, mistei achuzah gomer." It says here, "Gulosoi, you redeem yourself," and it also says to redeem by a stei achuzah field that you sold. So, mas stei achuzah, just like if you sold a field that belongs to you, ain't a nigul lachatzoyim. Here we have psukim. You cannot, after you sold it, you cannot redeem it halfway. You have to pay the whole value and get the whole thing back. Half you can't do. But there the pasuk says, Rashi says, Yoshev gulosoi. Or there it says, Omotza kidei gulosoi. It says the word kidei. If you found the exact amount of money that you have to pay. That's by speyachuzah. So maybe here also, af hainami, also by nevedivri, eino nigula chatzoyim. Maybe also he can't redeem himself halfway. I do, but maybe no. L'kula amrinon, l'kula l'chumra l'amrinon. That maybe by Neved Ivri, we should go l'kula. Just like we had the lacha before, when he wants to redeem himself, we go l'kula for him. So maybe here also, we should say if he wants to redeem himself halfway, the gula l'chatzorim should help l'kula, but not l'chumra. L'chumra, we should not say the gula helps. Like we'll see later in the Gemara, gula l'chatzorim could be both l'chumra and l'kula. So maybe only l'kula we should say it and not l'chumra.
So Gemara says, or Malay, he answered back, Lava Marta Hossam, didn't I already tell you that we dashim before Nimka Kuloi for Lechetiov? Hochinami Niga Kulov Lechetiov. That before we had the loch, if a person steals and he doesn't have to pay back, so Bezdin sells him for an Eved Ivri. And we have there Nimka Kula, you're only sold if all your money is going to be used for the Geneva. But let's say you only stole $500 and you're worth $1,000, then we do not sell you. So see, we dash a Nimka Kula, Velechetiov. Hochinami, the same thing with an Eved Ivri, wants to free himself, like buy himself free, Niga Kula, Velechetiov. It does not help to buy yourself halfway. If you give the payment of half of the years you have to work, that's nothing. That's not called freeing at all. So Rashi says, Alma v'nimkar is kuloi v'lechetziyov mashmam, hochinami d'chtivo yisigu yodeh v'nigal is kuloi v'lechetziyov. Again, that's what Rashi says. Alma, we see v'nimkar kuloi v'lechetziyov mashma. That's the taitch of v'nimkar. And therefore, chinam here also the chsev or yisigu yodeh v'nigal kuloi v'lechetziyov mashma. The whole thing and not halfway. You can't redeem yourself halfway and not buy halfway back half the years. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, in tinsla, if you want to tell me nigal lechatzoyin that the locher is, you could redeem yourself, lechatzoyin, and after all, we paskin, and never ivri. Could the boy himself halfway free? Mishkatas lo lekula lekumra. By doing this, you find out kulas and chumras. Lekula, what does it mean, lekula? Zavna b'meya. Let's say the Eved Ivri first sold himself for 100. And it comes out that every year it's 1/6 of 100. Yoyim lechamishim. So later, right away, he pays back 50. So palgo the dome. He paid up half of his value. So Lamaisa now, he only has to work like half of the year, that's all, another 3 years, not 6 years. Or he paid up half of him. So it comes out, he's only like, his value of working is only 50. Now v'yashpach v'koma masayim. And now he became worth much more, that he's worth now $200. So it's like this. Iyamrit nigul lachatzoyim, if you say the gulul lachatzoyim helps. So when you paid 50, you freed yourself halfway. Therefore now, true, now you're worth 200. So but it's considered you freed yourself halfway already. So how much do you have to pay him more if you want to free yourself completely? You only have to give him just one more 100 and he goes out free. Because half of you were freed already. So you're worth 200 now, you paid like half was paid already. So now you only have to pay one more 100. But for Yom, if you're going to tell me, hey, nigul lechatzoyin, when you gave that first $50, it meant nothing. Since you were worth $100, so you could only free yourself by paying 100. By paying 50, that's not called the gula at all. So if so, yoyiv lo meyiv v'chamshin v'nofik. If you want to still redeem yourself, that first $50 is like a pikodin. You stop telling him to hold on to your money. But no redemption took place yet. So now the maisi are worth $200. So if you want to redeem yourself, therefore you have to pay $150. Freddy Gemara, how could that be? We just got finished saying before that Nisrava Kaspa Nikesa Miknosai. Even if you got worth more, we still go according to the value you were when you were sold for. So how could you say go after $200 now? So Gemara answers like this. The case is Kagoyin the Yoker. When he was first sold, he said that it was worth $200. Vizoil. Then the next day he became weak and poor and weak and sick. So he's only worth now $100. That's all. Then the Yoker. Then later it became worth again $200. That's a nafkamina. At the time when he was only worth $100, if he would pay to free himself $50, so he freed himself halfway. See, even though later his value goes up again, back to $200, and now if he would redeem himself, he would have to pay $200 because that's the value he was worth when he was sold. So it depends. If you say the gula lechatzoyim did something, so he already freed himself halfway, so all he has to pay now is just one more hundred. But if you say the first $50 he gave is worth nothing, it's only like I'm telling you to hold on to a pikodin, so the $50 didn't make any good at all. So now the maisi are back worth the $200, the same way you were worth when you were sold. So if you want to free yourself now, you're going to have to pay $200. So all you paid so far was just $50. You'll have to pay another $150. Yeah. We also find the Chumra involved also.
that was Zavne b'masayim, was sold for 200. Yoyev Meya, let's say he paid himself now 50%, he gave $100. Talga de Demei, then the Yichsa, then he got worth less. For Koma Meya is only worth $100. So it depends. Iyamrid Nigul Lakasam, if you said the first Gula meant something, Yoyev Le Chamishin v'dofek, he's still going to have to pay right now 50. Because when you first paid the 100, you only freed yourself halfway. So true, now you went down to 100, but you still have to pay for your half that you're worth. But for Yamun, if you're going to tell me, hey, Nigula Chatzoyim, no, you can't free yourself halfway. Therefore, the first $100 you gave was nothing. Hanach Meya Pikodininu. The first $100 you paid to free yourself is just like a Pikodin, telling him, hold on to this money until I get more. Kabei. So therefore, Yoyev Nalei Venofik. So therefore, now that his whole value became down to only worth $100, and we say the pidyon is according to the way he's worth right now, that since right now he's only worth 100, you can tell the guy, listen, I gave you 100 before for Pikodin, just keep that money, and he goes out free. So Kisev, behold, Gula Lechatzoyin, it's possible to be a Chumra and a Kula. If somebody sells a house in a city that has a wall around it. So the question is, Nigula Chatzoyin, when you want to buy it back, redeem it back, do you have to buy back the whole house at one time? Or can you buy it back half at a time? What's the shaila? Gulosoi, gulosoi, misteyachuza gomar. Do we learn out again? It says the word gulosoi by steyachuza and mas teyachuza, just like we had before by nisela field. That ainoi nigal nigeles lechatzoyim. Over there, you cannot redeem it halfway, because there the pasuk says kidei gulosoi, the whole thing, and not halfway. So maybe af hainami, maybe over here also, where you sold your house in the Orei Chayma, and now you want to buy it back, maybe also, Eino Nigula Chatzoyim, you cannot have to buy it back halfway, pay halfway to get half of it back. You only can redeem it if you buy the whole thing back. Oy Dilma, maybe no. I'll tell you, Heichi de Goli Goli, where the Torah says clearly, by Steachuza, Kidei Gula Soyim, there it means you can't redeem halfway. But maybe if I bought the Orei Chayma, Heichi de Loi Goli, where the Torah does not say clearly, there the Torah does not say. So that was the question. Omalei, so he answered back, Rav Sheshes answered back, Mi Midrashay Shal Rav Shimon Nishma. From the Medrash of Rav Shimon, like we always know, Rav Shimon darshins the time of the Kroah, he explains the reasoning of the Torah. So according to him, we'll come out to say, Shelova v'goyel v'goyel lechatzoyim. That yes, you could buy back, redeem only half at a time. What's the Raya? The Tanya, because we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Im goyel yugoyel. This is talking about, Rashi says, by a maktish, steyachuza. If somebody is a maktish, his property, he gives it over to Hegdish. A person is maktish, his own property. So the Torah says, in goyel yigoyel, that you have a right to buy it back, to redeem it back. So Malamed comes to teach us from this posik, she'elova v'goyel v'goyel lechatzoyim, that l'maisa you have a right to buy back here for a time. If you maktish your whole field, worth $1,000, later you come up to with $500, you have a right to go to Hegdish to buy back half of the property. Now, over Rav Shimon says, my time, what's the reason? Like, how do I know this? How do I know the Pasuk saying, I'm goyel goyel, saying that you could redeem it halfway? So he answers Rav Shimon, Lefi Shematzinu, because we find, when somebody sells his field, that he yashined from his father, it's called steyachuzo, sheyofa koichoi, there you have better rights, you have better rights to your field that you never lose it. Even if you sold it, and you don't redeem it back, but when it becomes yoivol, it goes back to you. So therefore, over there we said the Torah says a svara, that hoira koichoi, there the Torah took away your power, that over here you cannot redeem half at a time. In other words, it's not so bad, because even if you only have half the money, so you want to redeem half, we say no, you can't redeem half. But it's not so bad, because when it will become yovel, you'll get it back anyway. So only over here, by steyachuza, does the Torah say you can't do halfway. But the svari is about the maktish. When mashenke, when you maktish your fields, when you give away your fields to hegdish, shehura koichai, there you lose out. Shem hegia yovel, because if it becomes yovel, for lo nigalo, before you were goyel, before you redeemed the property, The halacha is yoytzel lekahanim biyovel, that the property goes away from you. And adarabah, the gizba now gives it over to the kahanim and they keep it liyelum. So really, you're losing out. If you don't redeem it back, you'll never see your property back again. So if so, the svara should be that yofa koicha, the Torah gave you a better rights, shelova v'goya v'goya l'chatzoyim, that you have a right to borrow money and redeem half at a time, because as much as you redeem, at least that much you'll get back. Because if you can't redeem it, you may never get it back at all. So this is Rav Shimon svara, yedashin time with the krua. So now the Gemara says, hai moicher, if so, if Shimon says the same svar applies when you sell your house in an Ori Chayma, in a city that has a wall around it. Since over here also, you're going to lose out, Shimo Loloi Shona Tamina, that once the first year passes by, for Loi Nigalo, and you did not redeem it, Nechlat, you should know you'll never get it back again. It stays by the Lokech's house, and it does not come back to you even by Yevo. That's the special halacha if you sell a bayis for bought the Ori Chayma, that you only have the first year to redeem it, and if you don't, you never get it back. So if so, the svara should be that Yofa Koicha, the Torah gave you the power, Shelova v'goya v'goya l'chatzoyim, that you should have a right to borrow money and to redeem only half at a time, because otherwise you may lose out, just like by Makdish, that you may never see it back. So this is Rav Shimon's svara. And this Tigamori Esakasha Eisvei, I'll bring you proof that there is a Tana that says not like this. So here the Gemara Dashins, it Pasuk says, in Goyel Yigoyel, if you go to redeem, you saw that you were Makdish. So Malamina comes to teach us, Shelova v'goya v'goya l'chatzoyim, that you are a right to redeem it halfway. Why? Sheyogos, I would have thought to say, V'aloi dinu, really it's a swear to say the opposite way. Oma moiches te'achuza, just like when somebody sells his field, of the steachuzah that he asked from his father, sheyof for koichadir, he has a better deal. Shim higia yovel, learning nikolo, chizeres la by leb yovel. That even if he doesn't redeem it, but when it becomes yovel, it comes back to him, still we say, hura koichai, the Torah took away his power. Shein lo loiva, vigoya vigoya lechatsoyim, that the Pasuk says, kidei gulosai, you have to only redeem the whole thing at one shot, and not halfway. Is so Magdish, in the case where the person was Magdish, gave his fields to Hegdish, Shehura Koicha, there he loses out. Shemigia Yoivel Vlo Nigolo, Yoitzel Kahanim Bi Yoivel. That if you don't redeem it by Yoivel, then by Yoivel the Gizba gives it to the Kahanim. So since you're going to lose out, Eino Din, isn't it a svar to say, Shehura Koicha, the Torah took away your power, to say, Shein Loiva, Vegoya Vegoya Lechatsoyim? That's why I would have said in svar, just the opposite of Rav Shimon's svara. I would have said that since the Torah took away your power by Hegdish to get it back after Yovel, so maybe you have no power to be goy l'chatzoyim. So this Gemara says, maybe no though, ma'ala moicha steyachuza, maybe you know why davka by steyachuza you can't be goy l'chatzoyim. Shekein hura koichoi l'goy l'yad, because maybe by steyachuza the other halacha is that the first 2 years you have no right to redeem it back, you have to wait. The first 2 years you can't redeem it back. So maybe that's why the Torah took away your power. You can't redeem it the Chatzoyim. But to Yom of a Magdish, but Mashenkin, in the case where you are Magdish your fields, Sheyofa Koicha, in this way you have more power, Ligoyel Miyad, that if you want to right away, you could redeem it back, as long as it's before Yovel. So therefore, maybe I would say that by Magdish, in Svara you could be Goyel Chatzoyim. So this Gemara says back, no, without the pasuk I would have said, Moicher Bayis, the bot Yorichom Yechiach, in the case where you sell your house in an ear that has a chaim around it, that will prove it. That what? Sheyof Koicheli Goyel, Miyad. That over here you have the loch, you have the right to buy it back right away. Because here it's just the opposite. You could only buy it back the first year. If you don't redeem it by the first year, you can't get it back anymore. And still the loch is, V'ein Loive V'goyel V'goyel Chatzoyim. And still you can't redeem it halfway. So therefore, that's why I need the Pasuk in Goyel Yigoyel to teach us that by Hegdish, you could redeem it halfway. But I call upon him here in the Brice, you see clearly it ends off to say Lalochom, that by a bias in an Ori Chayma, here Lamais, you could not redeem it halfway. So of course, it's not like Reb Shimon wants to say, it's not like we said before, to say that by bias in Ori Chayma, in a Bote Ori Chayma, you could redeem with the Chatzoyim. So, I'll tell you a portion of the cash.